Denis Fontaine is the incoming superintendent of Conseil Scolaire du Nord-Ouest, and he joins us on the line today. Denis, Monsieur Fontaine, thank you very much for joining us. I just simply ask as a little bit of an icebreaker, if I can, please. How went the 2025 school year at CSNO?
Hi, and thanks for having me. I've already had meetings with some people at the school board, and it seems like everything went well. Some main objective kind of are moving forward. So I guess from what I know, from what I've heard, everything went fairly well.
How excited are you to step into the new role as superintendent of CSNO?
To be very honest with you, I'm a little bit nervous. It's a new position, but I'm also extremely excited for this new challenge. Obviously, I would have never even considered the position if it didn't excite me. I'm truly honored and excited to step into the role, and this is an incredible opportunity to contribute to the development of you know, high quality Francophone education in a region that is rooted in our culture and our community values. I look forward to working alongside. I know some of the staff members there, and I know they're very competent. It's a very good team. With the engaged families, and it was a very tight communities, and all the partners that I'll get to know when I step into the role.
Do you feel like you've got some big shoes to fill with the outgoing Brigitte Kropelnicki, who was stepping aside?
Well, I'll tell you what, yes, I do. I do feel that way. That adds a bit of pressure. I knew Madame Kropelnicki from before. I've worked with her in different, volunteer community involvement. And I knew how she was. Like, I knew she's a very, strong, great work ethic. But the thing is, what I've heard since the news came out, obviously I've met some other people that are part of the CAS, which is the Council of Superintendent, of Alberta Superintendent. And they've told me that Brigitte will be greatly missed, and she's done a great job representing her school board. So I was told that she had a big role, and she was a major force. So yes, I do feel like I have big shoes to fill, but I'm up to it.
As you step into this new role, Monsieur Fontaine, what are some of your goals heading into the 2026 education year in the Francophone community?
Yeah, well, obviously, being new in the role, my priorities will be first. Give myself a few weeks, a couple months to get to know the main stakeholders, the communities, really establish relationships and get to know people, and also mm-hmm. for people to get to know me as well. Work collaboratively with the board and the staff and the board members to set priorities for the board. And I know what they are. I mean, but there may be some that I'm not aware of. Also, I'm going to analyze data, the survey, what the teachers have said, what the parents have said, what the students have said about what they like and don't like, or what has to be worked on, and what the goods and the bads. So to see what we can build on, and also obviously one of the major things is to continue to working with with the government to ensure sufficient funding for the school board, and also obviously the three major files right now for the board are the establishment of a new school in Grand Prairie and a new program in Slave Lake, and also the market study for a program in high level. So obviously these three projects will take a lot of my time, I'm assuming. So those are the my priorities for the beginning.
That is a couple of points, good points you bring up here, Denis, is the fact that community engagement and student engagement, how key will that be moving forward?
That would, for me, I've, for 22 I was a teacher for many years, and then I went to work at University of Alberta for 22 years. And now I'm back with Edmonton Catholic School District. But my role for 22 years at the University of Alberta was mainly that, the community involvement, engagement, and the student engagement. So that has always been my kind of one of my thing, what I like, what I'm one of my strengths. So I really want to see that happening. I'm sure it's already happening, but that's one thing that I want to focus on.
Please excuse me if I'm being a little blunt here, Denny. You said you're nervous. You said you're excited. I guess the question is, are you ready?
I am ready. I really feel like I've had 32 years or 33 years of experience in education. I've faced many challenges in my life, professionally, obviously. I believe I have the connections to the network, and I have the knowledge, I have the experience. I feel like I'm prepared. The reason I'm a little bit nervous, as you mentioned before, Madame Kropelnicki has been there for a long time. She knows the portfolios very well. She's done an awesome job. So I hope I'm going to be able to do as well as she did. So that's why I'm a little bit nervous. But I feel like I'm confident about my abilities. I feel like I'm obviously. You don't know what you don't know when you get into a position like this one. But I feel like my experience, my past, my network will guide me through this.
Denny Fontaine is the incoming superintendent of Conseil Scolaire du Nord-Ouest. Monsieur Fontaine, I apologize if my French is not exactly the way it should be, but I'm trying here when I say, c'est ma plaisir à parler avec vous. Merci beaucoup.
C'est mon plaisir à moi aussi. Merci beaucoup. Au revoir.